During the hearing, Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring highlighted several areas of the department. One area of growth over the past year was in meat processing.
Definitely ramped up a lot more meat processing facilities in the state. We have three new official state law slaughtering facilities. We have a handful of other custom exempt facilities coming online. We have two new facilities that we've been assisting who are going to be federal facilities.
North Dakota Stockmen's Association Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson testified in support of the budget and the portions important to its members.
The Board of Animal Health, of course, ensures the domestic health of our herd. There's some dollars included for the restoration of the Yoni's disease prevention program, which has been very critical to many producers across North Dakota, being proactive to make sure that we can identify this disease quickly. I'm also very proud of the work that the Ag Department's done in terms of meat inspection and growing the processing capacity in North Dakota over the past year. The addition of the meat inspectors certainly would be appropriate.
Also included is a legislative management study of the North Dakota Beef Commission, including its operations and the selection of commission members. Independent Beef Association of North Dakota President Carrie Doctor believes this board should be made up of elected positions.
This would make a more diverse board and follow suit with other commodity groups. And also, it follows the format used by our neighbors of South Dakota and Montana. I believe this study will help define the continued concerns that are brought forth before each legislative session and address the dissatisfaction of the checkoff system and the Beef Commission in general.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.